Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I am Jim Galante. He is Andrew P. Shea. First, Andrew, we got to remember to announce our winner of the Ask Ross segment, and that was Steve from Potomac, Maryland. Steve, I'll be getting in touch with you. Andrew, here is what we're going to talk about. It's been June coming up, or we're into June with all the recruiting, and we just had the announcement of full capacity for Beaver Stadium this fall. We're starting to get excited about this season. But here's my question for this quarter. We're looking forward to it. We can feel it. But who are those special players? And by special, I don't mean the best players. We're not talking right. about the stars of the team. Who are the other players? If you want to call them under the radar, fine. But just who are the guys that you are particularly interested in seeing play this year? They might be special because they're new to the team. They're a transfer. They're an incoming freshman. I don't care what it is. Andrew, who are you most anxious to see play?
So I go a little sentimental old soul on you here. Okay, at the top of my list, who do I want to see? It's cornerback Tariq Castro-Fields. And it's probably not for the reason. If I gave you 10 guesses, you wouldn't come up for the reason. So I'm going to give it to you. So we've seen plenty of this guy, right? But to me, with the injuries that he's battled, he fought, you know, 2020 was an uphill fight. The second half of 2019 was an uphill fight. But we still have seen plenty of him. He came back, right? He didn't go to the NFL, and he came back, which kind of surprised me, but it also tells me that this is why I want to see him. He's an untapped gem of a player. You know, you have some players, right? They play at Penn. Let's just use Penn State because we do Penn State. They leave Penn State and then they go to the NFL, whether they're drafted or undrafted. Not those short things, but they're just those guys, right? They're fifth round pick or seventh round pick or undrafted free agent. And then you see him blossom in college and you think, why didn't he play like this? They blossom in the NFL after they had, you know, okay college careers. But then you watch him and you're like, why didn't they play this at Penn State? Like this when they were at Penn State. There's a million reasons for that. And it has nothing to do with the university or the program. And I tend to think Penn State under James Franklin is doing pretty good at talent development. So this is just about players blossoming differently. Like I think of Chris Godwin. Like he was great at Penn State, right? He was a good player. He's elite in the NFL because he works hard, really, really hard to develop his craft. He was sort of one of those sure things. Adrian Amos is a great example to me. He was never really like super great at Penn State, but he's a really good NFL player. So Tariq Castro-Fields, are we going to get anything close to his best right now at Penn State in the final year? I think he came back for a reason, right? Healthy and 100%, I think he's so darn good. Eventually, you might see the best of Tariq Castro-Fields as an NFL player. And he might become elite then. But I think there's a strong potential, if he's healthy, for that to happen in 2021 for him at Penn State. I just think he's really a special player that has sort of kind of had to battle uphill through the injury thing. And I think if he's healthy, he's the one I want to see. And it's because I think he has the potential to blossom. And I thought he would go to the NFL. Now that he's come back to Penn State, I think that extra blossom could actually benefit Penn State. He has every potential in the book to do it. Every single one.
Another guy who fits that description is Jaquan Brisker, who chose to come back. I'd like to see him. He's got a tremendous amount of talent, and he chose to return. All right, Andrew, I'm going to give you one of mine. I am really interested in seeing Parker Washington play this year.
And makes sense.
My reason for that is, he came in, he didn't come in early last year. He came in like a normal freshman does, He didn't have many
old
reps.
School normal.
Old school normal. He didn't have many reps with Sean Clifford, and again, because practice was affected and all of that. And he still, to me, he broke enough tackles after the catch that I'm like, he's going to explode here on one of these plays. It's going to happen. I think we're going to see that this year, especially with Jahan Dotson establishing himself as the guy, and the defenses are going to have to focus on Dotson. I think you're going to see Parker Washington step up because of that. All right, Andrew, who else do you have?
So the next guy on my list is, it's tight end Theo Johnson. That's the guy I want to see on offense. Even though I've been the guy that said, I think Brenton Strange is going to be your starting tight end at the beginning. And I think this guy's going to be a timeshare. He screams at me that he is the next great college and NFL tight end to come out of Penn State under James Franklin. This guy has every tool in the book, and they are developing rapidly. I mean, he was thrown in there last year as a true freshman, right? He just saw him getting more and more plays after, you know, Pat Freiermuth went out. Brenton Strange was the tight end. But then you're like, oh, Theo Johnson's out there. He did not look overwhelmed in any way, shape, or form or any little bit on that field on any level. And that's going to develop at another level in 2021. I think it could be a hidden key for the Penn State offense. There's no pressure on him either. He's a big target. He's fast. He's strong, athletic. He can block like, whoa, you can run plays right up his keister, right? His blocking is fantastic. He's a matchup nightmare scenario in the passing game. And after what you saw initially from just being, you know, dropped in there, how can you not expect him to do anything but blossom and get better? I mean, I think this is a high ceiling. And to me, he is the next great tight end to come out of Penn State.
Okay, I'll give you another one for me, and I'm going to tell you this, Andrew. I'm going to cheat, all right? I'm cheating here.
Cheater.
I'm going to package two guys, and we may not even see these two play, but I am so curious about Lonnie White and Liam Clifford. They're incoming freshmen. They didn't arrive early. But they're both special in very different ways. Lonnie White is just this incredible athlete. If you saw some of the highlights of him playing basketball, they were fantastic. He's potentially a first-round pick, maybe more a second-round pick in Major League Baseball. He may not even come to Penn State. He may choose to play baseball.
But
if he comes to Penn State, this is a guy who could be – he's such a special athlete. I don't know if he'll even get on the field his first year. He may not be prepared and polished because through his junior year in high school, he was still playing quarterback because he was needed to do that on his high school team. But he's a special athlete. On the other side, you have Liam Clifford, who, and I've said this before on our show, I don't know why, maybe because he was Sean Clifford's younger brother, his little brother. I had this picture of a not very big guy. Well, he is pretty big.
He's a big dude.
He is. And if you watch his tapes, he looks so polished at wide receiver. And he did something that so impressed me, which he would box out his defender, use his body like a very mature wide receiver. And I just wonder if there's that special bond among brothers, Sean Clifford, Liam Clifford. I'd be real interested to see that. So, again, we may have a situation where neither one of them gets on the field, Andrew, but I am dying of curiosity to see those two play.
You sentimental old soul, you going for the brother thing. I just think there's a gap at the Big Ten level that Liam has to learn how to close to make his talent shine on a field. And I just think an expectation of seeing it and sooner than later it seems a little too far of a stretch for me. Plus, I mean, we got to see what his brother does, right? His brother's got to His brother's got to be better too. We're both gonna let's just go back there and say, yeah, his brother's got to be better.
But as Ross said earlier in the show, we don't have any other choices at quarterback. It's got to be him. So we'll see how that works out. All right, Andrew, you gave us one on defense, one on offense. You told me before the show started you had another bonus pick for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, my bonus pick is on defense, and it's linebacker Brandon Smith. So, and this is the reason I want to see this guy. He's moving to his more natural position inside. He didn't have a great 2020 by any stretch. And he was also to a degree playing out of position, but even that you still saw glimpses. I'm dying to see him play his natural position and sort of be totally comfortable in his own football playing linebacker skin. I can see based on his work outside, and yeah, let's just say I can see it being very beneficial for Penn State across the board when he makes that move and is playing his more natural position. I think he's better because he had to play outside last year. Now let's see what he can do inside. And I think him, the player, and this defense overall benefits from those struggles. It's coming. I'm just telling you. This guy is a monster. I have high expectations for him moving inside in 2021. And I see it. I can see him flourishing at that position. I'm just going to say you've been warned.
Okay. Just as a clarification, when you say inside, you're not saying he's becoming a middle linebacker, though, correct?
No. He's moving to the will linebacker.
And he'll be in the box more.
Last year he was playing the Sam linebacker. You saw him, you know, out wide covering slot guys or tight ends that split out, and you're like, he's so dang far away from the ball. I think you're going to see him closer to where the action is.
Real quick, I was just watching a replay of the Penn State-Michigan State game, and the announcer literally talked about Michigan State crafting their offense in a way to pull Brandon Smith away from the line of scrimmage, keep him out of the play. One more I'm going to give, my bonus one. Since you mentioned a linebacker, I'll mention the other linebacker, which is Curtis Jacobs, who showed well last season. And with Brandon Smith moving from one side to the other, you have Curtis Jacobs stepping up, replacing an incumbent starter. You don't see that happen unless the player does something special. All right, Andrew P., that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.